Well, to discuss this further, we're being joined by Jeff Steinberg. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Steinberg, it's always a pleasure having you on Press TV. Now, this claim and counterclaim of whether the U.S. is indeed collaborating with the Taliban. There have been major reports about the U.S. Trying to hold talks with the Taliban, inviting them to talks, and even admitting that an eventual peace in Afghanistan is going to come with a negotiated settlement with the Taliban. So why this blatant denial on the U.S.'s part right now?
Well, I think that Secretary of Defense Hagel, on his first overseas trip, was really caught by surprise by the vehemence of President Karzai's criticism of the United States and the policy of collusion with the Taliban. And I think that President Karzai's warnings were very well founded and legitimate. As you just pointed out, the United States pressured President Karzai to give his endorsement to direct talks between the United States and the Taliban to take place in Qatar. It's known at the United Nations that the United States asked the UN to remove a number of Taliban officials from the international terrorist list, which basically prohibited them from traveling around the world, precisely so that they could go to Yemen or go to Qatar and open up a negotiating office there. When President Karzai was in Washington, this was a major subject of discussion. And I think when he got back to Afghanistan, he came to the conclusion that the United States is frankly prepared to withdraw from Afghanistan and turn over the keys to the country to the very Taliban that they've been fighting for the last dozen years. And so Karzai is quite right to be very distrustful of what the U.S. actual policy intentions are. And I think in Washington, he got the sense that President Obama wants to pull all of the troops out of Afghanistan as fast as possible and basically not look back and not care about what kind of a mess is left behind.
Right, but Mr. Steinberg, the U.S. is right now negotiating with the Afghan government to keep a part of its forces behind in Afghanistan beyond the 2014 deadline, if they're given the immunity, so to speak, which Karzai has said he is going to look at the national interests of Afghanistan first before agreeing to it. So it begs the question, what is the exact goal as far as the U.S. goes and supporting the Taliban?
Well, the U.S. military has been arguing that there has to be a residual force left behind, a substantial one. General Mattis, who has just left as head of the Central Command, was actually more or less fired early by the White House. And one of the main areas of dispute was that Mattis did not accept the idea of what he viewed as a White House policy of cut their losses and run and leave Afghanistan immediately without any kind of ability to maintain stability in the country. He was criticizing the fact that the White House has no real strategy for how to leave behind at least a marginally stable situation after really 30 years of permanent war there. He was fired for that. So there are disputes between the military and the White House, but right now the Obama White House policy, as it's been laid out to me by people inside the government, is to basically get out of Afghanistan as fast as possible, leave as few people behind as possible, and probably largely try to retain security and some control over the situation through the kind of drone attacks that have been a regular feature of the U.S. warfare inside Pakistan. They want to do the same thing in Afghanistan. Now, any U.S. residual force must have this immunity from domestic prosecution. That's a standing U.S. policy. It is the case everywhere where the U.S. has military forces on the ground. When no such status of forces deal was reached with Iraq, the U.S. just pulled everybody out. So this is a very sensitive issue, and President Karzai is not going to decide it on his own. He will convene a lawyer jirga and will take a consensus among the leaders of every faction within the country and see whether they want that U.S. presence or not.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there and wait how this pans out. That was Jeff Steinberg with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Steinberg, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.